And you know, they're prophesying, and they do it based on scientific reports and all, and that the virus is increasing and spreading more. But my Bible said, and the earth shall be filled with his glory. I remember hearing Landry say one time when they say coronavirus on the news, and she says health. So now in my mind, I don't see that. I write across the screen, and his earth, our glory shall fill the earth. And the earth is full of his glory. Thank God for the protection that the workers receive. But I put on Ephesians chapter 6. I put on the whole armor of God. I dress myself in Psalm 91 and all the other scriptures of God. That don't mean I don't wash my hands. I put a mask on when I go out. I wash my hands when I get back home. But I confess my healing, not just for that, my protection, but all the other things that the enemy tries to bring. And the main thing he brings is worry and fear. Worry and fear. And it's the liar. It's the liar who perpetuates the lies that you can't trust God. Jesus said, trust me, my child. God says, trust my son. Trust my word. Holy Spirit says, ask me and I'll teach you. I'll show you how. I'll show you what to do in every situation. Listen, where do we go from here, Lord? She mentioned, and let me pull that in right now, about life and breath. Life and breath. His breath is in our lungs. His sight is in our eyes. His strength is in our limbs. Every time I drive up to a handicapped parking, I say, Lord, thank you that I never have to park there. When I had my ankle broke, I had that privilege. And that was back before it became against the law to park in a handicapped place, and after I saw how hard it was to get in and out of the car and on the crutches, I never ever parked in one again. But I confess the word. But now where you may be in this area, I may be in another area. But all of us have the same word. And all of us have been given the same measure of faith. And it's how well we develop our faith based on the word of God. Do I spend 15 minutes in the book and hours on Facebook looking at junk, nasty stuff? Or do I get in the word and I say, I'm going to see what the Lord says to me today? He says, don't let this book of the law pass from me. Keep it before my eyes. What are you saying in the book of the law? He said, you are a spirit man. Three part. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. They all work together. But he says, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body, my body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Let him dwell in a clean house. Let him dwell in a clean house. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, y'all. You sure got my back. Oh, glory. I just opened my Bible and saw this scripture. I'm going to read it. Say to the righteous, say, I'm righteous. Say that. Say, I've been made righteous. Jesus made me righteous. When I was born again, I became righteous. Listen, when I said I do in front of Reverend Robert Jones and Jimmy standing on the side, and I said I do, I became Mrs. Jimmy Jones. When you were born again, when you said, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, and if you haven't done that and you're listening, do it now. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you were born of the Virgin Mary. I believe you lived on this earth 33 years. I believe you died on the cross and you rose again. I believe you sit right now at the right hand of God making intercession. I want you as my Lord and Savior. You became righteous right then. You became Mr. or Mrs. Righteous. So he said in the scripture in Isaiah 3 and 10, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Then he said, say to, woe to the wicked, woe to the wicked, woe to the wicked. It will be ill with them, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Ooh, glory. Glory. How is it that people don't know? You reap what you sow. Sow into righteousness. Sow into study of the word. Sow into prayer. Sow into meditating the word. Reap the harvest of the word. Reap the benefits of what God promised. Hallelujah. Now let me get to my notes. I'm not going to my notes. I didn't have any anyway. I had two scriptures. I said, Lord, I got to have a scripture. He said, no, you don't. I said, well, everybody gets up with a scripture. He said, no, you don't. Hallelujah. But in the scripture, in Acts chapter 17 and verse 25, she talked about breath. And it says, neither is, talking about God, worship. You see, they even God's presence was known among these people at Ephesus. But they had idols for everywhere. You studied, those of you who studied Greek and Roman mythology, they had a God for everything. Sea, land, wind, rain, love, hate, joy, peace. In the house, under the house, around the house. Getting like Bishop now. They had a God for everything. And they said then they had an ascription to the unknown God. And so when he came there to preach, he said, this one that you talked about, he said, I have come to make him known to you. 24 says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hand, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath. And I just shout and praise God every day. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes to try to take my breath, woo, glory. The scripture says, you give me breath, Lord. Thank you, I breathe. Hallelujah. I'm not ready to die. I'm not fixing to die. So I said, thank you, Lord. You give me life. I don't need to be sad. Don't have time to be sad. Thank you, Lord, you give me joy. I don't have time to be worried and fretted about whatever. Thank you, Lord, you give me peace. Oh, I could worry and fret about a lot of things. I choose not to. Do you love the Lord today? I said, do you love the Lord today? Are you willing and ready to commit your life to the Lord today? I mean, you've been serving him. You've been doing good. Well, the Lord is calling us to that spirit of excellence, to that higher place where the enemy can't come. He will always be just nagging you and trying to get you to do something wrong and have a wrong thought. Because he says, there's no need of going there. Woo, they won't take offense. They won't take hate. They won't take anything but the word of God. and say, Lord, that's who I am. That's what I have. That's the life that I live. That's the life that I live.